Chapter 62. Practice with distractions. I once was in a Toastmasters divisional level speech contest for the state of Maine and parts of New Hampshire, when out of the blue came the boisterous noise of a jackhammer. The floor was thumping and rattling, and my concentration was shot. I became flustered and made several mistakes. After the contest, I analyzed my practice routine leading up to the event. I would clear the room of any distractions, put the dog outside, and close the doors for complete silence. In a perfect world, this made sense. How do you prepare for an unexpected baby crying? I've had this happen too. Papers rustling, or silverware glasses clanking. As a speaker, you can only control so much. I began practicing with distractions everywhere. I've practiced with the television and radio on. I've invited the dog in and stepped over him on more than one occasion. I forged ahead in my speech when the phone rang. My favorite was practicing while my 10-year-old daughter began her brand new trombone lessons. Yes, it does sound like a bunch of elephants, but the distraction challenge is beautiful. You would become more nimble in your surroundings if you prepare for anything. Your concentration level, having been put to the test, will make you ready for the distractions you can't predict.